Conclusion. Two decades after the ICP agenda, sexual and reproductive health and rights for all remains a distant dream. Through this regional profile, we have attempted to look at the status of SRHR in 15 countries that have come together to promote SRHR for all within their countries as well as globally. Although some of the countries within the region have been successful in lowering maternal mortality and maternal morbidity, we find that the actual number of deaths and morbidities still remains high. This is a major cause for concern as it highlights how the agenda for women and young people still does not count for many state governments. This also highlights the lack of sound interventions and services for access to skilled birth attendants, emergency obstetric care, as well as antenatal and postnatal care. While in some countries these services may be present, there is a grave need for a better reach for these services as well as a focus on the quality of services provided. Information and data from a number of countries highlight that services wherever available are not equally accessible for all women with disparities on the basis of the levels of income, education, as well as the rural-urban divide. SRHR for all will remain a distant agenda if services and interventions are not equitably distributed and accessible for all women. Services and interventions wherever available also do not reach young people, especially those who are unmarried or do not adhere to the heteronormative. These services therefore remain discriminatory, endangering the lives of young women who remain vulnerable to gender-based violence, early and forced marriages, unwanted adolescent pregnancies, and sexually transmitted infections including HIV and AIDS. There is a need therefore to reach out to young people. This can be partly achieved through the availability and accessibility of youth-friendly services that can provide safe and non-judgmental spaces for young people. Sexual and reproductive health and rights are at the core of all human beings. It is about the freedom to choose who we are, how we define ourselves, who we relate to, and whether or not we choose to have children. It is also about one's identity, one's life choices, and therefore one's very being. We must also accept and address the reality that issues related to SRHR does not exist in a vacuum and is closely interlinked and influenced by other aspects such as culture, religion, and socio-economic institutions. This report highlights the significance of addressing the gaps in the SRHR agenda in the 2030 agenda world where many countries remain far from achieving the goals that they had initially set out during ICPD as well as the Beijing Platform for Action. It also highlights the moral imperative that all state governments reassess and recognize the status and the contexts in which marginalized communities, including women and young people, still remain deprived of their rights. Page 35.